Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco, and David is in Lake Placid today, and he's trying to connect to the show. So hopefully David Bronstein will be on shortly. Right now it is Saturday, August 25th, 2018. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then the show will be rebroadcast after the sporting event. We are also available live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. by going to our website, sapriston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. And if you go to the Dollar Doctor Show, you can pick up the tab which says live streaming, and you can go to the live streaming. And most devices that can connect to the internet can pick up the show. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, and there's a link for all of the archive shows. And I think they go back a couple of years anyway. Not that anybody would ever want to go back a couple of years, but if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, you can do that. And also, finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report available at the website by Stone and McCarthy. It's very brief, concise. And you have to recognize they are economists and they have their own opinions, but they give you a lot of interesting facts that you may not know. And it's usually available late Friday or, early Saturday morning. And David, are you on the line now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. We've had some up in Lake Placid, and we have issues in the North Country here with connectivity the last couple of days, internet and cell service, and then I understand there's a bit of an issue down there. So, but we're connected now in the economic report, another interesting read because there's a lot of economic issues, although a little bit slow week, but there's a lot of issues going on that they're talking about, and interesting, very interesting.
Right, so we encourage you to go visit the website, free the live streaming, archive shows, free economic report. Right now, give us a call. All the phone lines are always wide open this early in the morning. So it's 803-1520 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if you don't want to make a call, although we do like to talk to people, you can, once again, go to the website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming pops up, click on live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, there's a chat box there, and you can type in the chat box a question or a stock symbol, and if you put a stock symbol in, let us know whether you want to buy it, sell it, and we can make a better you know, analysis based on your position in it, or you know, whether you own it. You know, you might own it, and you're trying to decide whether to hold it. So, you know, we can you know, do it a little more easily if we know that information. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Tom in North Tonawanda. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. You're Mr. Lonely today, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm not going to say anything.
He likes it that way.
Anyway. What can we do for you, Tom?
First of all, I want you to check QSR.
Let's see. We're going to go here. And what was the symbol again?
Is
that the one that owns
Restaurant Brands?
Restaurant Brands, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, restaurant area has been extremely hot, and I see this one really pull back for some reason. Was there any news on this recently, or?
I haven't heard of any.
Okay.
I just see all the people lined up at Hortons.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of surprised at, because, well, let's see where it closed at. It actually closed at $58.73.
$58.99, Pete.
What's that?
$58.99.
Oh, $58.99. Okay, yeah. But, you know, it had run up to $65, so I'm kind of surprised that it pulled back that much, you know, with all the restaurant stocks still very strong. But, you know, it still looks okay. You know, you're holding that, you own it, I assume, right?
Yes, I do own it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you another one. FOXF.
FOXF?
Yes.
Okay. Let me take a look. Boy, that one had a bit. Oh, you own this one, right?
Yes.
Boy, is that unbelievable. Have you owned it for a while? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've had it for about a year.
Oh, really? It's Fox Factory Holding?
Yes, what a name for, you know, they make parts, shock absorbers, springs, and all these things for the off-track, all these off-track vehicles, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, recreational vehicles, yeah.
Recreation vehicle, that's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, you know, this thing, you know, back in 2015 was down at, what, about 13?
Mm-hmm. And it now, closed at 64.75.
Yeah, 64.75. It had a big run. It's correcting a little right now. Let's see. So you're at 64.75 last 200 days, way back, 41.96. Even the 50 days, pretty far back at 54. So let me take a look at a different chart, because you're way above everything there, you know. So.
You know me. I have no charts.
Well, like I say, everybody does things their own way. What can I tell you? You know.
I know, that's right.
And, yeah, something I was going to bring up later anyway, which I will. But anyway, you know, because everybody uses a different approach. And, you know, everybody's approach, you know, I could say, oh, this looks terrible based on my approach. And, you know, somebody else's approach could say, hey, it's a buy, right? You know.
Yeah.
And they might be right, and I might be wrong. But let me just take a look at this one.
And while you're looking, Restaurant Brands, it was down on weak Burger King sales.
Oh, okay.
At the end of July, beginning of August.
Yeah, I figured there had to be something, because most of the restaurant stocks were still going up, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, this one's been consolidating very nicely, you know, for, you know, a little while right now. And let's see if I look. You know, since about what? August, early August. You know, it's been going relatively sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's okay. It's a nice consolidation. And I would say, let me just take a look at one thing here. Yeah, see, I'm trying to find a logical area. Boy, there isn't too many. So let me just take a look at the... See, 50 days, 54 supports. There's another support at 50. So I would say, you know, and there's another analysis, you know, that basically would say that, you know, as long as it stays above about 58, it should be in good shape.
Okay. All right. One more for you, Peter.
Okay.
MDT.
MDT?
Medtronic.
Yeah, that took off. They must have had good earnings there. I think they did. They must have come out with good earnings because they made a big jump. But anyway, let me just take a look real quick at this chart.
95.55.
Yeah, I know. Unbelievable.
A lot of people need those pacemakers.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, but they do. Oh, that's an all-time high, it looks like. It broke out of a tremendous base. Take it for what it's worth. You know, the price target on a point and figure chart is 121. And this should have very good support, you know, around the 89.90 area. And it closed at 95.55. So, yeah. So unless it dropped below 89 or so, then I might have reevaluated at that point. But, you know, this one looks very good.
Maybe they're going to have another split for me. They only had nine.
They only had nine, really? Well,
yeah,
what's
the
good?
The trend these days, though, is not to split these stocks. They like to have the higher price issues and keeps more control with the institutions.
It's like a it's like a badge of honor, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Yeah, I mean, the whole healthcare sector, and we always talk sectors, look at the strong sectors. Well, the healthcare sector the last few months has really been moving. So you're in a good sector. You're in one of the best stocks. So
okay. Thank you very much.
Well, that's all right. Thank you very much for calling. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for
there.
Calling.
Yep.
Sure.
You know, and as we always do say, you know, and I say everybody's got different approaches, different methods. You know, believe it, you know, when you get done, any method, nothing's perfect. And, you know, you could be wrong, and we do try to say at least, you know, if it drops to this level, reevaluate it. And we always do say do your own research, you know. So no matter what you hear on this show or you see on the Internet or whatever, don't just jump at something, you know, because everything sounds good because it sounds so authoritative, you know, because it's coming on the Internet or on the air or whatever, you know. But check it out for yourself and see whether it's suitable and, you know, make sure you do your own research before you just jump and do something. Okay, so right now phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Best time to get in now. It's very easy to make a call later in the show. Seems to pick up all the time, and sometimes we don't get to everybody. So right now we'll go to Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good morning, Bill.
Can't complain. Yeah. Calling on bonds.
Oh, my God.
in a portfolio.
Right.
What is your view, and are you recommending in a portfolio people have hold international bonds? And what percentage would you recommend or saying people should have?
Well, we'll let David, the bond expert, there.
Okay.
Well, expert is stretching it.
Right, that is stretching. I didn't want to say that, but anyway.
That's okay. I'll say it. Well, I think depending on, of course, someone's age, their risk tolerance, and not knowing any of that, I think you should have some if you have the ability in a managed account to have some international and also emerging market debt. It would not be a bad idea. I actually think it's quite a good idea to have some type of exposure in those areas. And again, depending on what your risk tolerance, et cetera, is. But, you know, I'd probably be looking at, and again, not knowing anything, just a general observation, somebody that's 40 or somebody that's 60 or 70, and has some ability, probably look at 5 to 8%. In either international, developing, emerging market fixed income, I think that'd be appropriate. And depending on, you know, again, doing your own research, what companies you like, but there's a number of them out there. And yes, I think it's appropriate. I think you need to be diversified, so I think it works well doing that.
So about 5 to 8%. Okay.
Yep.
That sounds reasonable. I know the big one, Vanguard. They recommend them. I sometimes don't understand some of the larger firms. The recommendations are really on the high side for even international stocks, for the bonds. The portions of a portfolio to be 30% in a certain area, which
That seems
high.
Still, like that'd be for an aggressive portfolio, at least in just my opinion. After 40 some years in the business, I tend not to be too aggressive. I just
I'm with you.
On the conservative side.
Could I know? I mean, I haven't looked at it, but I know Vanguard's got something called, and I would have to look at it. You know, the Vanguard Total International Bond Index Fund. You know.
Yeah, that's what they have.
Right. Yeah.
And it's done okay.
That's what I thought. I thought I took a quick look at it, you know. So, I mean, especially for international and everything, you know.
Apparently, it's stop shop, so to speak.
Yep.
Yeah. The currency issue is you have to be careful, understand correctly, and they seem to be pretty good at managing that.
Mm-hmm.
But that can change, too.
So. Yeah, everything changes. That's why.
That's the issue.
That's why you don't put a lot.
Okay.
But, another question for you, though. You still in Teva?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. I got Teva. I sold CBS a while back.
Okay.
I made money in that, doubled, but then after I sold it, I sold it at 30, it went up, to 50-something?
Did it really change?
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it always goes, you know.
What was that older gentleman you had years ago? You people all used to refer to him. Oh, gosh.
Not Bill.
Howard Ewart?
The other
Bill?
Yeah,
Howard.
Howard Ewart, yeah.
Yeah, Howard. He had some guideline if it hits a, if it doubles or something. He had a pretty good guideline along there.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you know, that's what I say. Everybody uses whatever works for you, and, you know, you can't worry about the fact that, you know, it kept going up. And the only way to do something like that is you sell a portion, you know.
Yeah.
And then you wait and you sell a little bit more, you know, and that's it. You sell on the way up. So, you know, so sometimes rather than selling all of it, you could sell part of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That does make sense because – in some ways, you don't have. If you have any regrets, you can say, "Well, you know."
Yeah, exactly, and you know, and then if it goes down, you say, "I should have sold all of it."
Yeah, it's hard, but you can't be greedy.
No, definitely not.
That's right.
And if you're making money, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, you've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
Well, that's all right. We appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Hang in there.
Take
guys.
Care. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. It's a pleasure again to listen to this wonderful show. It's chock full of great information. I enjoy it an awful lot.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm amazed that... David over at Lake Placid is able to, I guess, read the chat site and post on prices while he's up there. I guess using a laptop? Is that how it works?
Yes. I am multitasking.
Yes. You got a phone. You got everything going for you.
Yeah.
One quick item is somebody talked about the prices like to be about high. Now, when a price of a stock is over $1,000, people can't even buy 100 shares of that. I like to buy 1,000 or 2,000 shares or something in the neighborhood of $5 to $20, $25 a share.
Well, I've been through this many times, okay? It doesn't matter what price the stock's at. Even if you have to buy one share of it, you buy a dollar amount, okay?
Right.
So if you're interested in investing, say, in a $1,000 stock, $5,000 you normally invest, you buy five shares.
Right,
you know,
but how much gain can you get if the price goes up?
Well,
even
I mean,
$20, $30.
Well, not 20, but I'm just saying, what if you had done that with Amazon at 1,000? It's almost doubled, okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but in other words, if I bought five shares at 1,000 and it doubled, what do I get then?
It's 10,000 back. You doubled your money.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I've done it myself. You know, originally I used to do it. I'm not going to buy $150 stock or whatever.
Sure.
And now I do. You know, I just say, okay, this is how much I allocate in my portfolio to a position, whatever that is. If it's 10 shares or 15 shares, that's fine. You know.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yep.
Like a real big growth stock, like my Bristol Myers. Originally at $28, I bought 700 shares, and now I have 13,440, and I haven't bought another dollar's worth myself. It's just kept doubling, splitting, and doubling again.
Oh, that's great. I mean, you know, people who have been in very good companies, and which managed to continue to be great companies, you know, have done very well over the years just by holding it for decades, you know.
Oh, of course. All right, on with my stock.
Okay.
First one I'm interested in is Zimmer again, ZBH. Now, it closed at almost near the high. It was 125.40, and its high has been 129.34. And I'm wondering, with Stryker as its competitors, it's got a lot of legs here to get above, say, 130?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, it's been stopped in that area, you know, at least one, two, almost three or four times now. You know,
and it fell back, didn't it?
Yeah, and every time it fell back, you know.
Right.
So, you know, does it have, you know, who knows, you know, in terms of, you know, until it breaks out, you really don't know. But let me take a look at something else.
Thank you.
Again, let me look at a regular chart on that real quick.
Do you use stock charts for this or something else?
Oh, no, I have, you know, I am a technical junkie. I probably own every program that's ever been created.
Oh, right.
And don't ever do that.
Oh, no, okay.
Because you can drive yourself nuts, you know. So, but at any rate, let me look at a couple of things here real quick. I mean, it's a very nice consolidation in it, you know, and if it keeps consolidating like that, I mean, it looks nice. I think it has a shot at it, you know. But, you know, right. Be aware of it. You got that resistance in that 130, 132 area, 128 to 132. But, you know, it looks like a very nice bullish consolidation for what it's worth, whatever that is, right?
Sure. Second item would be Cisco. Now, it closed at 46.32. It's all-time 52-week high anyway, 46.44. And I'm wondering, has it got much above 50 to go? I know they're into the cloud and they're into a lot of switching.
Yeah, I'm amazed. I mean, I kind of wrote this company off years ago. You know, I said, mm-hmm. they got lost. You know, everybody else went into new technology. They were left behind, you know. Somehow they've come.
John Chambers seemed to lead them pretty well, I thought.
Yeah, he's come back out of it, you know.
He's got a new company he's with now.
And right now, I mean, very nice bullish consolidation on it. And let me just take a look at a different chart. Once again, it looks like a very bullish consolidation getting ready to move higher again, you know.
Right.
So, you know, let me just look back here at a different chart real quick.
Yeah. See, this is one of the things I bought big. I bought 3,000 shares, and I bought it at 15 when Oracle was 15. And Oracle went up to 25 or 30, and I sold out. But I held the Cisco.
Yeah, so this has come up three times to about the 40. If it goes to 47, it's another major buy signal.
Right.
The price objective, for what it's worth again, you know, on the point and figure chart, that's their method, is 57.
Right.
And, you know, so it's certainly not out of the room, and it's a very strong stock. The only, not the only thing. A lot of things could hurt it. But, you know, if all of a sudden they get very worried in the market and they sell off the technology sector,
yes,
then it could get hurt, you know.
As a group, sort of.
Yeah.
Along
so,
with the group.
You know, so if it dropped to 40, that would be a concern, you know. So,
sure.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that's really, I'm amazed at with the world of electronics, I have now on Yahoo Finance, my nephew come over, and I've got a watch list of 25 funds and stocks, and it's available on my laptop and on my tablet. So when I'm watching CNBC, I can just look minute by minute and see what the stock price is doing every minute of my whole list, and I can print the whole thing out. So it's really, and it's wireless, so it's amazing.
It is amazing, but you know, it's kind of funny. You're a long-term holder.
Well, on a lot of things, yeah.
Right.
You're right. Yeah. And I, like I said, I don't buy like Sears at a dollar now or JCPenney, but I watch them anyway.
Right.
I mean, there's not much more to drop on those two guys.
No, that's for sure. That's amazing, really.
You do anything with blockchain or Bitcoin? They put that on CNBC a lot.
Well, the only thing I did, you know, is trying to figure out what the pure plays are.
Right.
And if you go out and you buy something like, there's an ETF, I think it's BLOK maybe, I think. And
right.
But really, if you look at what companies are in there, they're all the big companies, all right?
Right.
So the blockchain's, you know, not a big part of those companies, you know.
Sure.
But
because they bring this fellow Lee on a lot on CNBC. He keeps projecting.
Yeah, he was on last night.
Yeah, projecting to go back up to 20,000 before you know it.
Oh, on Bitcoin, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he made that projection, Art, in the beginning of the year, and as he said last night, I just happened to catch part when he was on, that he's hoping the year was they change the calendar.
A longer year. Go to the Julian calendar or something. But
And there's some guys that always keep saying the same thing because they figure eventually they'll be right and everybody will say, he's a guru.
David, do you notice he turns his head sideways an awful lot when he's given that projection?
And he turns his eyes up, so he's praying.
Looking up to heaven for guidance, right?
Exactly.
It's the old story. He can give 20 different great stock recommendations, and this one is the one everybody remembers. So he's a very interesting gentleman. So
yeah, he is too. Okay, great talking to you guys.
Well, nice talking to you. Thanks for calling. Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, right now phone lines are wide open again. Give us a call, 803-1520, or toll free 800-879-7541. And let's see, let me check a quick. We have anything on the chat box at all? Are you looking
there? And just before that, I was watching yesterday morning, I believe it was, or it might have been Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was yesterday. They had Jim Bullard. He was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for the Fed economic meeting. Mm-hmm. And he's the St. Louis Fed president. He's an inflation hawk. And he is not a voting member this time around of the Fed. He's been on since 2008, but he's saying interest rates are high enough. We need to stop raising interest rates at this point. And they listened to him, obviously, but he talked about the 90s, Pete, and, you know, unemployment, and I did some work on it while I was watching. 99 to 2000, unemployment was between 4 and 5%. And Mr. Greenspan, being an academic and economist and very bright, said, according to his work and what they were taught, that you're going to have inflation, so let's keep raising interest rates. And those of us that were around back then remember what happened. August of 1999, he raised interest rates 50 basis points in August after several quarter percent interest rates, because he didn't want to raise them right before the election.
He didn't
want to be accused of swaying the election.
And we all know what happened, right?
Just killed the economy.
Exactly.
So I've been talking about this. I think they need to slowly take a look. And, you know, obviously the economy slowed down a bit. So it's interesting. I think they'll raise in September, but it'd be very interesting if they don't. But
no, they will. And right now the odds on December is 64%, you know, so
was 92% 3 weeks ago.
So it's come down a little. So
that's a lot. But
well,
depends,
I guess,
how you measure, right?
Yep.
Anyway, so a gentleman by the name of Tom is looking to buy Exact Sciences.
EXAS
closed at 70.51.
Everybody finds them after they've gone to the moon,
right?
You know.
I think
that's the one
deal
with the don't have to do colonoscopy, right? You know.
Right, and they have a deal with Pfizer to market it.
That's
so
what really.
Yeah, that's a Cologuard.
Yeah, that's what really got the thing going. You know, so.
Yeah. We talked about this on the show before.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. You know,
I know you have.
It's a funny thing to talk about. It's not funny, but, you know.
Well, it depends if you have a child a sense of humor like you and I. It's
exactly.
Funny.
And anyway.
It's a serious, very serious.
But it ran all the way up from 50 straight up to, like, 73. And
closed at 70.51.
Yeah, and then it pulled back. All right, so the catch is, where's a reasonable level to consider
to
buying
enter
this, right?
That's the question.
And the first area would be, you know, either you take a shot at it because you've done your research, you think it's a great story, right? You think there's a lot of potential for it, and you know, certainly the concept is a great concept. I don't enjoy going in for colonoscopies, you know, but at any rate, I don't know
it
anybody.
It does work. I know my mother, who's going to be 94, God bless her. Several years ago, did it. I've used it. It was several years ago too. It's pretty simple, so.
Yeah, so, you know, the first, you know, either A, you think it's really great and you buy it, okay, and, you know, you might use the 50-day, which is at 60, all right, and say, you know, if it goes under 60, then maybe I've made a mistake, or you're going to use that as a potential buy area. If you think you want to wait for a further pullback on it, might be a potential buy area. And then if you're going to be a long-term holder, you'd use the 200-day, which is 53. So if you think you're going to hold this for a long term and you're going to buy it, okay, you could use the 200-day around the 53, 54 area as the protection point on it. You know, and as long as it stays above that, you'd be okay. This you take with a grain of salt. Again, you know, is the price objective based on the point and figure chart method is 124. You know, so you know,
wow.
That's nice. Well, risk reward if you could base on that. So that's how I would look at it. You know, you got the 50 day at 60, and normally institutions like to buy in that area, you know, when it's at 60, and you had a big run up, and there might be, you know, a further consolidation, or you buy a little, you know, and then sit back, you know.
So sounds good to me.
That's about it. And as we always say, you know, do your own research into it, you know, and it is very interesting, you know, their product and so forth. And, you know, do your own research and make a decision, you know, based on your risk tolerance and so forth, and, you know, go from there. Okay. So right now, if Dennis will wait, we'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. And the RIA means we are registered investment advisors. We do manage money either at the firm, or we can manage money, you know, in accounts that are held outside the firm in your pension plans, 401ks, 403bs. So, you know, we encourage you to visit the website, saperstein.com. And our contact information is there if you are interested, you know, in talking to us, you know, about our services. Right now, we're going to go to Dennis in Batavia. Good morning.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dennis.
You're on vacation at Lake George?
Lake Placid.
I'm in Lake Placid, yeah. I'm at a hockey meeting, a hockey board of directors meeting, so New York State hockey. So. Yeah.
He's on business, believe it or not.
Yeah. Likely story.
Right. Yes, sir.
Williams-Sonoma, WSS.
Boy, that had a nice pop, holy cow. Were you in it, or what'd you do?
I had a little. I'm looking to buy more.
They must have had good earnings, that's for sure, because that thing really popped.
They had the online business was tripled.
Yeah, that's how all of these, you know, everybody wrote off retail, you know, and a lot of these companies have learned how to use online, you know.
They did 51% of their business online.
Oh, is it really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing.
I mean, you know, what's really, really nice about it, you know, once again, take it with a grain of salt and you won't be here that long, but the price objective and the point and figure chart's 106. You know?
Yeah. I'll be long gone.
You'll be long gone. And I'd be looking, you know, good support, you know, which you might be long going there, too, is 65 to 67, you know.
We'll be in it that long.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
I had BABA, and I got out at 190.
Yeah, I see they came in with good earnings, right?
Yeah, decent earnings.
Yeah.
What do you think would be a good point to get back in?
Well, you know, the catch in it's the whole Chinese market, you know.
Yeah.
They've been hurt by that, to say the least.
They've been hurt by these tariffs.
And, you know, with everything going on, you know, I was reading somebody today. They said, this is the one stock to buy, own, hold forever, you know.
Everybody I talked to says, this is the new Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for China.
But, you know, the real, the important support for it's around the one, oh, say, 66 area.
66?
Yeah, 166. And then it has further support around 160 and then 150. So.
Yeah, I got in originally when Willard told me at 141, and I got out at 290-something.
Oh, really? Holy cow.
Remember, Willard mentioned it.
Yeah.
A couple of months.
You know, I really wouldn't want to see it, you know, under that one, you know, wouldn't want to see 164, because right. Then you're, you know, at risk to 160, which isn't that bad, but then potentially 150, depending. Yeah. But you're in the area where you might take a shot at it pretty soon.
Yeah, right? I'll take a shot.
Yep.
And Disney.
Boy, that thing just sits and sits and sits. At least it came back to life somewhat, you know. Yeah. It's even better than I thought, you know. But the last was 111, and it ran up right up to that 116 resistance area, and now it's pulling back again. So I don't know.
111.93 on the close. Yeah.
Do you own it or what?
No, I have it in my grandson.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been, as you know, going sideways for a few years, really.
Yeah.
You know.
I just happened to look at it the other day.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd kind of like, you know, if it ever broke out above the 122 area, you know, that'd be big, you know. But I would hold it for now, you know. I'd probably only get concerned if it went to 97, 96, somewhere in that area.
And one more, LNG.
Chenier, huh?
Yeah, I had it. You know, I bought it at 65-something, went down to 60. It's coming back.
Yeah, it still looks nice, you know, on the point and figure chart. I mean, if it just gave a buy signal at 65. So,
yeah,
it looks like it should take a shot near the 70 area, 69-70.
Yeah.
And actually, the point and figure target 73, and resistance is around 69.70. You know.
Close at 65.11.
Yeah, so
a couple bucks on.
Looks all right, you know. And I'd only get concerned at 58. You know,
we're supposed to get more contracts with shipping the.
Liquefied natural gas,
and they just opened up a new place in Texas.
Yeah, I think they're the big, if not the big player right up there.
Yeah, the United States just approved that Texas plant on the 17th of August.
Yeah. So, having just given a buy signal, you should be shooting for around the 70 area at least, you know.
190.
Oh, my God. Now you're getting greedy. Holy cow. I never heard you say that.
You better get greedy now and then.
But it's a beautiful long-term chart. I mean, really beautiful.
And that gentleman that didn't like buying $1,000 stocks.
Yep.
You don't have to pay, you know, put all the money up at once. You pay, you put a little in at a time. And before you know it, you got a bunch of shares.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like I say, I mean, I was that way, too, and most people are that way.
Yeah.
They don't want to buy $100 stock. They don't want to buy $200, whatever, you know. And
My brother started buying Apple.
Yeah, I mean,
when it was $8.
Yeah, you wouldn't have bought Apple at $200, right?
No. But he started buying at $8 every paycheck.
Yep.
Before he knew it, you know, he had 1,000 shares.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
And it doubled. Now he's got 7,000.
7,000 shares of Apple, holy cow.
You know, 701. Yep. He used to go into Starbucks all the time and say, what are all these people doing with these computers? There must be something to it. buy two or three shares.
Yeah, well, that's funny because that's the Peter Lynch philosophy, you know, look around you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best research.
I made money with Green Mountain Coffee.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Used to go into the shopping mall, the whole shelf is Green Mountain.
Yeah, that's it. You just pay attention, you know. Pay attention to what's going on.
All right. Enjoy your vacation on that working trip you're on.
I'm working.
All right.
I know you're out there.
Yeah, we all believe that. Anyway.
Let's hope Willard's listening.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay.
Have a good one, buddy.
Right now, phone lines are wide open again. So give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or go to the website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. Live streaming comes up. Click on live streaming. Go to the bottom of the page. There's a chat box. You can put a question or a symbol. And if you put a symbol, let us know whether you want to buy, sell it, or you own it. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, we're very wide open on the chat box, too.
Oh, that's it. So it's a wide open day all around, right?
Yeah, it must be. It's just the weather's too nice, yeah. I guess, right?
Yeah, but, you know, like, yeah. You know, we do, you know, always say do your own research. But also, you know, I keep trying to reiterate today that everybody's got their own different approaches to how they invest, you know. So anybody you're listening to, they're based on the way they invest, you know. And they'll be right and they'll be wrong, but, you know, but it's the way their particular style of investing, or whether they use charts or whether they use astrology, whatever they use, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, be aware of that, you know. And also be aware sometimes when there's a lot of stuff put out on the internet, somebody's pumping stuff too, you know. And, you know, they may be trying to get you to buy it so they can get out of it. So always be aware of that. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good, Jack. Good morning.
Good morning, David. Yeah, I was a little surprised that Art would make that comment. Art knows pretty much what he's doing, but to make that comment about the large stocks, I just want to verify what you said, Peter. I've got, well, for instance, I bought some Amazon earlier in the year. I could only afford 10 shares.
Yeah.
It was at $977. Now it's $1,900. It's gone up 95%.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And Apple, I got it a few years ago when it was $450. I could only afford 15 shares, but it's split. Now I have 105. So my original purchase, if you do that, it would have been $64. Now it's $216.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, like you said, it's the percentage of what you make.
And you never would have bought Berkshire Hathaway, right? If you believed in that, right?
Probably not. Right. You're right.
Yep.
You're right. So so just for those people listening. Consider buying something high.
Don't worry about the price, just how much are you wanting to invest, that's all.
You know? Right. Yep. Right.
A lot of people, Jack and Peter, going back years ago, it's against our nature to buy such an expensive one.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be if you bought five shares, you used to pay a quarter more per share. So, you know, that doesn't happen anymore.
Exactly.
So there's that old mentality that, no, we don't. We need to buy an even lot of 100, or we're going to pay a quarter more, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
exactly.
Blah.
Yeah. It's a lot psychological.
Yeah, I think that is a big part of it. You're right. That is a big part of it, too. But one time I shied away from the real high-priced ones. But, go along in your investment career, you learn.
Yeah,
yeah,
like I said, I did too. I was that way too, you know, so.
Okay, so that's all I want to say. And,
I appreciate it.
Everyone has said, great show, and I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Jack.
Have a good weekend there.
You too. Bye now.
Okay. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
And we do have someone on the chat room.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah. A gentleman or a lady asks about GERN, G-E-R-N, Geron Corporation.
Yeah.
It says, had a good week, possibly big deal with Johnson & Johnson by September 30th. A lot of shorts and caps. Should I buy more? Using Vegas money.
There you go. She said, I don't have to say it. It's speculative. GERN's one you always see on the traders' list, you know, traders' websites, you know, where they have rooms and so forth, and you know, it starts getting strong, and everybody jumps on it, and you know, the interesting part about it is that You know, it's really been going sideways all this year, okay, between about, you know, say 3.25, 3.5, and the high, maybe the highest high it hit was 6.5. And it's up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And right now, it just took out one resistance level, and which is a good sign, you know. And it must have been on that news she's talking about, and she's obviously done her research because she covered a lot right there. And it was nice to say, you know, I didn't have to say, oh, it's speculative, you know, because she knows it's Vegas money.
I don't know if it's a male or female, but it's, yeah. It's a possible big deal with Johnson & Johnson. Possible.
Yeah. And
close to $5.19.
It's one that people have been watching for years, really hasn't done much of anything for years. You know, and if you want to look at it, just say it's gone sideways at least since 2010. You know, the highest level it reached was, I think somewhere around 9, you know, at least back to where I'm looking at the chart. And it got down as low as a buck, you know. So it's been up, down all around. So, you know, having broken out, you know, it broke out on that news, you know, it might pull back now to people, you know, reevaluate it. And your support for the stocks around that 3.5 area, and you're up to what would you close at? 519.
519, Peter.
Yeah, and it's been back up and down to that 3.5 area 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, you know. So you do have that risk, it could do it again, you know. So if you're not worried about that risk and you think this is really important news and it was a breakout, you know, because the chart technically. You know, should be trying to get up to 6.5 now. That'd be the next resistance area. Then after that, the next resistance area would be 7.5. So, you know, so you have to take all that into account. You know, how many times it's been down to 3.5? Was this a big game changer? And you're saying this is a rumor, or, David?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she said possible, and they're apparently they had earnings in the beginning of August, and August 1st or 2nd, it was up 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's on Motley Fool, Peter, August 6th.
Oh, okay.
Why they want to know why it was up. It says co-developing a potential mega blockbuster blood cancer drug called Mellistat with Pharma Titan Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it's, if it's, you know, your Vegas money. And, you know, buying more at this level, if it drops to 3.5, is going to put you under. You have to consider that. But, you know, this is a breakout. So I'd have to say, you know, watch it on Monday to see how they react now after that. You know, when the news come out, Friday?
It was August 6th.
Oh, this is the news on Johnson & Johnson?
A few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Darren, that's a Motley Fool report.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it haven't broken out. Like I say, next target 6.5, after that 7.5. And I'd really like to see support hold somewhere in the 4.5 to 4.75 area, you know. Otherwise, you're at risk going back down to 3.5. So take all that in consideration, you know, based on your risk tolerance and go from there. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. So give us a call or go to our website, saperston.com, Dollar Doctor tab, live streaming, bottom of the page. Right now, we're going to go to Marty in Buffalo. Good morning.
Morning, boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Hey, quick question. I own some National Fuel stock. I've had it for years, and I was thinking of getting rid of half of it and putting it into a Vanguard ETF. Utility fund. What is the advantage or disadvantage of doing that?
Well, I mean, what do you mean? That, you know, the utility fund, surprisingly, you know, interest rates were going up and all of a sudden utilities are a hot area to be in, you know.
Right.
Very, very strong.
No, go ahead.
No, it's okay. So, I mean, what do you mean in terms of disadvantage?
Well, no, I was thinking of, like, I know the National Fuel over the years is probably playing around 6%. Somewhere around, I'm just guessing, 6-7.
It's 3% now. 3% dividend. Yeah. Because it's gone up.
Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say? What was that?
It's 3%, 3% the yield right now, yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, I've had it for years, but I was thinking, I think I can get a better yield with a utility ETF.
I don't know.
Like
what,
a Vanguard ETF.
What is the symbol on that?
Yeah, you know what? I don't have it with you right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what's the dividend on that?
You know what? I don't have it.
I'll work on that.
Apologize.
Right, you work on that. But anyway, yeah. I mean, if you think you're going for slightly higher yield, and for some reason the utilities have gotten strong, and let me just look at
VPU, Peter.
VPU.
Value Paul Utility.
Okay, so see the XLU is very strong. You know, no question about that. But let me just take a look. You said VPU.
Yeah.
Okay.
Closed at 119.93, and it looks like at National Fuel. It's got a 3.2% dividend.
It's the same yield, yeah.
Same yield, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that answers my question.
Okay.
<All right>. Awesome.
Thanks very much.
Okay, take care. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Okay, right now.
Satisfied caller.
What's that?
Another satisfied caller.
That's what we're in the business for, satisfaction.
There you go. And we do have something on the chat line if you're interested.
Okay, go ahead, sure.
So someone says they own Cummins, CMI. Want you to give your brilliant opinion.
Based on our approach.
Closed at $140.99. With a 3.2% dividend also. It's a popular dividend these
days.
It's
been very disappointing, to say the least. You know, it was up to, looks like about 194 or so, and now it's down, where'd you say?
194.
Yeah, now it closed at 140.99.
Yeah. Must have following some of the auto stocks, because, there used to be Cummins Engine, but they changed the name.
Well, you said they own it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you own it, I certainly would consider reevaluating it, getting out, whatever. If it drops to 128, that's a problem, potential problem, okay? Meanwhile, if it went to 146, would give a buy signal, and then you'd have a shot back into around the 160 area. And then we'd have to see what happens next, because there's a lot of resistance up there. In the 160 area, and there's a downtrend line there. So technically, it would be a buy at 146 and would be a reevaluate, or if you use stops or whatever, or mental stops, be 128, you'd be concerned about it. So that's how I would play it right now. And that's
okay.
That's that. So anyway, once again, phone line's wide open. And, as we always say, do your own research and, so you may do your own research and say, I don't care what that guy said on the radio, I think this is a great buy, and so be it, and believe me, we've been wrong at times, that's for sure. And everybody is wrong at times, whether they will admit it or not. So now, give us a call, 803-1520, or toll free, 800-879-7541. And right now, before we go off the air, we have nothing on the line right now. Yeah, whether people realize it or not, that the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000 small caps, the Standard & Poor's all just made all-time highs last week.
Mm-hmm. And quietly.
And they say this remains the most hated bull market, because a lot of people have sat in the sidelines, and been frightened all the way up, no question about it yet. And surprisingly, with all the news, political news last week, certainly, with the trials going on and the investigation, with Mueller, it didn't affect the market. It really didn't affect.
Non-event.
Yeah, no question about it. So, and once again, I say always look at the sectors. And the top sectors are still consumer discretionary. The top sector, really. And, nobody would have bet that, a while back. Retail, one of the top sectors, and certainly everybody would have said, oh, my God, And that teaches you not to listen to the news and what a lot of pundits say. And, right now for the year, based on the sector indexes, consumer discretionary is up 16.4% for the year, and retail is up 14.9% for the year. And then, if you look further down the list, you got, actually, technology is the second position, 16.2. And I read somebody today, whether right or wrong, they said as long as consumer discretionary and technology is doing well, and you don't see people going out of that and buying defensive stocks, you know, the market's still okay, you know, according to them, you know, which, you know, makes some sense, you know. And certainly when you see people go into defensive stocks, you know, then people are getting worried at that point in time. But, you know, so look at the strong sectors, you know. And healthcare is one that's really been coming on. So is utilities, you know, and two other sectors to look at. And do your own research into those areas and, you know, look at stocks in those areas because that's one of the most important things. Look at the sector first, you know. People always try to find the stock. But if you can find the sector where a lot of stocks are doing well, you know, of course, the bottom fishers and the bargain hunters, they don't like that, you know. But anyway, so, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know if there's anything important coming up next week. But as we know, there's going to be continuing news.
Labor Day.
What's that?
Labor Day is a vacation, you know. So next week will be a little slow, I would think.
Yeah, probably. In August, you know, you're in the summer doldrums, you know. So August is kind of – it's not until after Labor Day that things really pick up again. So because of the you know, low volume, you're going to get more volatility. So
And earlier in the show, I talked about the St. Louis Fed thinking interest rates up. The Dallas Fed also spoke, the Fed President Robert Kaplan. He said 3 to 4 interest rate increases before the Fed stops. I just think that's so old school and not a good idea.
Okay, well, we're at the end of the show. Thank you very much, David. To everybody else, do your own research. Keep a little powder dry, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.